Information AM on KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:51. Two loud shots in succession, two loud bangs, I should say, in quick succession, and Ronnie Lee Gardner's 25-year wait on Utah's death row ended early this morning. It was after midnight Utah time that a firing squad executed the death row inmate Ronnie Lee Gardner. There were witnesses to that execution. One of nine journalists who witnessed it is AP correspondent Jennifer Dobner. She is live with us now from Salt Lake City, Utah. Jennifer, I would imagine this is something that has probably shaken you to see this.
It was perhaps the most unusual thing I've ever experienced as a journalist. I've covered a lot of homicides in my career, but typically when you get there, the person is already dead.
This fellow was not a nice person by any stretch of the imagination, and there's no need to go into the history of the things that he did. But the part that strikes me is during his final appeal to the parole board last week, he described himself as a changed man, and many others said that. But we don't execute people just because they've changed. We execute them for the things that they've done. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to be a witness to an execution.
Well, it was very somber, but I think also very respectful. It's a highly orchestrated, rehearsed thing that the prison carries out. They spend a lot of time making sure that everything goes exactly right. It happened very fast. It was over very fast. And it was, really pretty clinical in a way, and very, I'm not sure what the right word is, but, you know, we didn't see any blood, for example. It was clean and quick but as I said, very, very unusual thing.
Right. Jennifer, you have written about this, being a journalist in Salt Lake City, Utah, working for the Associated Press. How detailed are you getting in your writing? Like you say, I guess there were you didn't see any blood, but the inmate was seated, and you did not see his face. Is that correct?
The inmate is strapped into a metal chair. It sits up on a wooden riser, wood and metal riser. There's sandbags stacked on either side of the chair. When they first opened the curtain that covers the window to the observation room, he was not wearing a hood. He was exchanging a few words with the warden. They asked him if he had any last words. He said, very simply, "I do not. No." And then they placed the hood, but it's not like it's a pillowcase. It's sort of a thing that wraps around his head. It wrapped around his head. It's black. You can't see what's coming. And very shortly after that, the order for execution was given.
And the five executioners, four of them who have weapons that have bullets in them, one has the blank fired. They fire as one?
They are intended to fire as one. There's a countdown, and from five down towards one, on two, they're expected to fire. We heard two shots, so I'm not sure if somebody pulled the trigger earlier, pulled the trigger a hair late. But so we heard two bangs, and then it was over. There was about 2 minutes total between the time they pulled the trigger, then Mr. Gardner was pronounced dead.
And Jennifer, how do they determine that who pronounces him dead, and how was that done?
Oh, the medical examiner comes in. He checked for Mr. Gardner's pulse on each side of his throat, and then he raised the hood slightly and checked his pupils. And it was then we could see that Mr. Gardner's head had fallen back slightly, and his color, the color had drained from his face.
All right. That's Jennifer Dobner, AP correspondent, joining us from Salt Lake City. She witnessed the firing squad execution this morning in Utah. Thank you so much for being with us, Jennifer.
KMOX News Time is 8:56.